where we are, even we don't know. That's could right. happen like that.
Heater might leak, or
yes, or you could.
This thing might blow up.
Yes, you could have a heart attack, throw and kick, fall over, when you, even though you don't have anything wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you say a baby does when he first starts
cry?
To propel himself?
To walk.
Well, before he walks.
Crawls.
Uh-huh. And if you saw a little baby up on a chair, standing up, you say, well, my goodness, look at there, he must have...
He's liable to fall.
Yeah, that's true. Or if he just used his hands and his knees and wiggled himself up there, and somebody said, how did he get on that chair? Did you put him there?
He crawled up there.
And let's see, if you saw someone on his knees, you'd say he... someone said, did he squat down? You say, no, he didn't squat down. He
stooped down.
Well, I was thinking more of getting down on your knees.
You get down on his knees?
You call it anything special? Kneel?
Kneel down, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You say, I'm going to kneel down today. Yesterday I... what?
Knelt down.
Uh-huh. And what do you do after lunch when you're particularly tired?
Lay down and rest.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you do that yesterday?
I do most every day.
That's good for you. My father-in-law says that's pretty important.
Well, the doctors will tell you that's very important.
He's a doctor down in Dallas.
Oh, well, then that's what a...
Just get your feet up for a few minutes.
Yeah, just... if you don't sleep more than 2 or 3 minutes, you're completely relaxed, and I think that's the main thing, is getting relaxed.
Yeah. What did you say you did after your lunch yesterday?
I lay down and take a nap.
Uh-huh. That's good for you. Did you have any dreams?
Oh, occasionally I do, but I don't dream so much as some people. Sometimes they're awful unreasonable.
Oh, mine too. And, to construct a hypothetical case, if a fella goes to bed and then comes in telling you about all these, he's been in bed maybe 20 minutes, then he comes in and tells you that the monsters are trying to get to him, you say, oh, I'm not.
He's having a nightmare.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That didn't really happen, you just...
Just think so.
Yeah, well...
You just dreamed it.
Uh-huh. And what did you do this morning? First thing you did?
I got up and went in the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, 1 minute you were asleep and then you...
Next minute I woke up.
Yeah. What do you call it when you bang your feet on the floor? Maybe they did this at the early dances.
A jig?
No, I was thinking more, and maybe people just stand around the side and bang their feet. Is that stomp? Stamp?
Stomp, yeah, they, of course, stomp your feet, yeah, you do this.
And what would you ask a girl after a dance? Let's say you danced with her a few times and you saw that she'd come to dance by herself. What might you ask her?
Oh, I might ask if I could see her home.
And I think I asked you about this one. What would you say someone was doing if he had a heavy load in his arms?
Carrying a load?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And if a little baby was around something dangerous, just going to put his hand on it, what might you shout to him?
Say, don't do that.
Get away from that.
Get away from that, either one.
And if, if you wanted me to get that book and...
Say, hand me that book.
Well, what if I had to get up and get it? What would you tell me to do?
I'd say, get up and hand me that book.
Uh-huh. In your boyhood games, did you have any special term for scoring a point or something? Did you say there was ice skating out here in the early days?
I never knew of any ice skating in the early days. Only we didn't have money to buy skates with. We would get on the pond and skate and wear our shoes out.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Oh, isn't that an awful feeling?